If you open your Bibles to Job chapter 1,
请大家打开圣经，今天的圣经经文是在约伯记。
We'll be reading verses 6 through 12.
我们今天要读的经文是第六节到第十二节。
Let me explain where this is coming from.
那我先解释一下这从什么地方来。
The last time you had me here, we studied, or the sermon title was The Joy of Knowing and Being Known.
上次我来讲到，我讲到的题目是被主认识和认识主的喜乐。
This theme of joy has kept going around in my mind, and I'm studying Job in my devotions.
我一直在想喜乐这个主题。那我现在呢也在约伯记里呢在查考喜乐。
So as a result, the title of this sermon is The Joy of God's Governance, which is what we'll study in Job today.
那在约伯记呢我就看到这个题目，今天讲到的题目就是主掌管的喜乐。
But first I should say how delighted I am to be back with you for worship.
那首先呢我很高兴和大家一起来敬拜神。
When a pastor is invited to a church, it's a great kindness to the pastor.
当一个牧师被一个教会请来讲道，实际上对这个教会是很有恩赐的。
And when the pastor is invited back again, it shows the congregation's good taste.
如果呢这个牧师再来了一次呢，这个教会的品味也很不错。
I congratulate you on your good taste.
我向你的好品味来祝贺。
So let's now read Job chapter 1, beginning at verse 6.
那今天呢，我们要读的经文是六节到十二节。
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, "From where have you?" Sorry, do you want to do this verse by verse?
It's okay.
Oh, okay. The Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" And Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You've blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he'll curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
约伯记第一章第六节。有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无辜的呢？你岂不是在四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你却用伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉。”耶和华对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害他，加害着他。”于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。
The vulnerability of Job's innocent suffering has within it a horror for us as well.
那约伯受苦受难，在我们心里都有反应。
What would have happened if verse 8 had been read slightly differently?
如果第八节稍微有点不同，怎么讲呢？
Have you considered my servant? Insert your name.
你是不是 曾用心查看我的仆人，那把你自己的名字放在那里。
That there is none like him or her on this earth.
那在这个地上呢，没有再别人像你或者像他的了。
This was the start to one of the worst days in Job's life.
那这句话实际上是约伯他的苦日子来了。
The bedrock line, the bottom line of Job's book is that God will be glorified in the lives of his servants.
啊，约伯记的主题最基本的就是神会得荣耀的。在约伯身上所行的一切事，神都得了名。
Human suffering is not consigned to a corner of our lives.
人受苦受难不就应该把它就放在我们的生活的一个小角落里，挤在那。
But rather, it is played out on a cosmic stage.
在这里呢，约伯的受苦受难呢，在整个宇宙中都展示出来。
This is the thing that Christ taught us in his own life when he humbled himself and made himself of nothing so that God's glory should be seen.
这也是主耶稣对我们的教训，他从万有降到一无所有，都是为了荣耀神。
He showed that God's glory is everything.
他告诉我们，他的一生告诉我们，神的荣耀是一切。
The problem is, one, we fear about what might happen to us ourselves.
那这问题就来了。第一个呢，就是我们怕，如果这些事发生在我们身上又怎么样？
And then we have fear for our loved ones around us.
然后我们怕呢，那我们周围我们所爱的人如果碰上这事又怎么样？
And this is the horror of Job's story because it might become our story.
那这里就是约伯记要给我们的教训，就是约伯的故事也许会成为我们的故事。
How can we live a life where there is chronic illness, or there is pain that throbs through our lives, or even just the potential of all of that coming into our lives or into the lives of our loved ones?
那我们如果过生活，那如果我们家里有一个人会有长期患有大病，或者一直都有慢性病一直都受苦，那又怎么样呢？
What we need is to find joy in the way that God governs this universe.
那我们所需要的就是我们知道神掌管一切，我们是有喜乐。
And in particular, the relationship he wants to have with us so that we do not have to fear.
他和我们相通相交，和我们有亲密的关系，我们就一切都不会害怕。
So first, let's look at a place before God for Satan.
那我们就先再看经文，在撒旦在神的面前，撒旦也有一个地方，有他的位置。
Don't you find verse 6 rather unusual?
那你看这个第六节是不是有点奇怪？
The sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前。
Who are these sons of God?
那神的众子又是谁？
Now the expression is found in different places, but we can look to see that it's sons of God, so therefore they're somehow superhuman in their existence.
那圣经里也多次提到这个神子，那我们知道呢，这就是灵界的一些人物。
In some translations, this is translated as angels.
那有些翻译呢，就给它翻译成天使了。
In Acts 29, ascribe to the Lord, O sons of God.
那在使徒行传的21节，就是神的众子就是天使来的。
So the idea is that they are somehow above humans.But below God.
也就是在说呢，他可能比人高一点，但是呢是在神的下面。
And then verse 6 says that they form a divine council or a divine cabinet meeting.
然后呢，这第六节呢，也就是说呢，他们也许就是一个属灵的一个执行机构一样。 环绕在主耶和华旁边。
Again, we see these phrases being used in Psalm 82 and 89.
那么在诗篇的88节89节也有这些描述。
So we have this idea that there's a divine cabinet meeting and attendance appears to be mandatory.
那么我们就有这个概念，就是说在耶和华面前呢是有一个执行的机构的，然后呢就有一些这是天使们呢会去参加，而且一定要参加的。
And Satan is there.
这个撒旦呢也在那里。
Which is a little surprising.
那就好奇怪啊。
Satan is actually a title, not a name.
那撒旦呢实际上是个名称，不是个姓名了。
It means something like adversary, opponent, or enemy.
它也就是说这是仇敌啊敌人的意思。
It's interesting because in other contexts, the word is used in the Hebrew, not about the devil.
那就是在希伯来文希伯来文里那圣经里边呢这个词也用过，但是呢，并不是说它是魔鬼的意思。
For instance, in Numbers 22, when the Lord stops Balaam in his tracks, he does so as his adversary or as his Satan.
就像在民数记的22章还是21章里面就是神把那个巴兰给停下来了，这个巴兰后边的那个就是用了这个词，但是那个是用那个仇敌的那个意思，敌人的意思。
One commentator who I'm drawing a lot from is Christopher Ashe.
那有一个圣经学者叫克里斯托弗·阿什。
And he uses the phrase "the Satan" to make sure we understand it's a title.
他经常喜欢用这个英文叫 "the Satan"， 就是这个撒旦，就让我们知道就是这个是一个称呼而不是姓名的意思。
Let me give you some other titles in a passage that we're going to read in a few minutes.
那也有其他的称呼吗？
The great dragon, which alludes back to prophecies in Isaiah and Ezekiel.
那个大的古蛇，那就和以西结书、耶利米书里面描述的有点相近。
The ancient serpent, which makes us think of the Garden of Eden.
那还有那个古蛇，那呢，就说是让我们想到呢，在伊甸园里那条蛇。
The devil, which is the Greek for Satan.
那魔鬼呢是希腊文里面讲撒旦的词的意思。
And deceiver of the world.
或者是呢迷惑普天下的，那这也是一个称呼。
So this is not someone you'd invite to a party.
那么这个呢不是有您讲你家里要是有个聚会呢你不会请这个人来。
So what is the Satan doing at this divine council?
那撒旦在神的众子之间又做什么事呢？
What's interesting is in verse 6 it says among them.
有意思呢就说是第六节是说撒旦也在其中。
He was not a visitor. He was actually a member of this divine council.
他不是一个访问者，他不是就是说是就来一次，他实际上好像他是这个成员一样。
Christopher Ashe suggests that this is very much like the British opposition in Parliament.
他是说呢，这个克里斯托弗·阿什呢是说，这个跟那个西方的英国政府不都有反对党吗？就跟英国的政府的反对党这个意思差不多。
They are defined as Her Majesty's loyal opposition.
那他们定义是什么？他就说是女王的忠实的反对者。
They oppose the government, but they do so in ultimately an unquestionable subservience to the crown.
那他们在政府里是反对的，但是呢，他们又是在服侍这个英国的女皇们，为英国女皇的那个利益而站的。
Their presence is necessary in the British government to ask good questions.
那他们在英国的政府里那个地位是很有用的，因为他们会问一些很重要的问题。
In the same way, the Satan will oppose Job and yet do so in a way that strangely and paradoxically will eventually be seen to serve the purposes of the Lord.
那这里呢，这个撒旦尽管他会迫害约伯，或者是反对耶和华，但是呢，啊，就是在这里，他一切所做的呢，都是为了神的荣耀。
So this is where we should stop for a second and look at the models of governance in the world.
那这里呢，我们就停一下，就是全球有很多政府的模式，那么我们可以想一想。
There is polytheism, a multitude of gods.
那它有啊，我们的那个宗教里面呢也有很多呢，就是多神论，就是有很多神。
And so that's obviously animism, Hinduism, and perhaps Buddhism if you believe the gods inside of you.
那就是佛教啊，印度教啊，他们都信就是多神。
But the question is which god is in control?
那么在那个里面呢，就是说你信这么多神，哪个神是最终掌管呢？
And then there's absolute monism, one god, his word goes.
那也有一个呢，就是绝对的啊，单神论，那就是说只有一个神，那他说什么就是什么。
And the question is he the same person one day to another, or is he capricious? Changing.
Changing.
Yeah, changing.
OK, 那他就在这个单神论里面呢，就是这个神是永远啊一样的呢，还是哦他会慢慢的会变，随着时代，随着人种会变。
Now this is the God of Islam, but many Christians think it's the Christian God, and it's not.
那么有很多这个神呢，就是伊斯兰教所认识的神，但是呢，啊，基督教呢，有些基督徒认为我们的神跟这个也差不多，但是不是的，我们不是这样的，基督徒不是这样的。
The Bible teaches us that our God has a much more complex way to govern this universe.
那圣经告诉我们，我们的神啊，掌管这个世界有很多渠道，有很多啊办法。
Our God is indeed sovereign.Supreme and the creator of the world.
我们的神确实是啊，有主权的，也是掌管这个世界的，也是创造这个世界的。
He has no rivals, but he does not govern solely by himself, but rather uses agencies to help even evil ones.
他确实有权可以做所有的事，但是呢，他没有选择这么做。他会使用他的众使者来啊，把他的旨意成全。
That's exactly what we see here in Job 1, the sons of God in divine counsel.
那就在这个啊，约伯记的第一章的第六节就是这个意思，就是说神的众子在势力在耶和华面前来帮耶和华做事，就是神的使者。
The first time I read this, I didn't believe it.
第一次我读这段经文，第一次的时候，我不相信这段经文。
And I had to study more of what Jesus said about this.
那我后来呢，我就看啊，耶稣是怎么说的。
And yet it's right there. In John 12:31, Jesus calls this the ruler of the world.
那在约翰啊，
Here.
Okay. 约翰啊，福音的十二章三十一节啊，耶稣说呢，他是掌管这个世界的掌权的。
The same that Paul calls later on the prince of the power of air and the spirit that is now at work within the sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2:2.
那以弗所书的二章二节，嗯，那个这个我得找一下怎么翻。
I'll lose your notes.
嗯。
Ephesians 2:2.
二章二节是就是顺服空中掌权的首领，这个意思。
And it also goes to the end of Ephesians, Ephesians 6:12. Our battle, it does not take place at the human level against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
那在第六章以弗所书的第六章呢，第十二节也是这么说的，我们并不是与属血气的争战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔争战。
So we need to once again remember, these are superhuman, they're above humans, but they're sub-divine, they're below God Himself.
那我们要记住的就是，这些呢是超越人类，但是在神之下。
And like all of us who are human, they serve God's glory.
他就像人类一样，他们也是啊为神的荣耀而服侍。
Even God, the Satan.
就是撒旦也一样。
Which is interesting because Martin Luther called him God's Satan.
那很有趣的就是马丁路德也说呢，就说这是撒旦神。
Now, what role does the Satan play in the biblical council?
那撒旦在这个神的周围有什么职务呢？他要干什么？
Basically, he says, Job believes the prosperity gospel.
他是说呢，那个撒旦是说呢，约伯呢是相信呢，就这个成功神学，对呀，是成功神学。
Just like Joel Osteen.
就像那个 Joel Osteen 所讲的。
But isn't it true?
那是这样的吗？
Satan is saying, God, you've given him everything. He comes to you, he asks for something, you give it to him.
那撒旦就在说约伯，你看，神呐，耶和华，你给他是他所有的，他到你面前，他要什么，他求什么，你都给他了。
But if you want to test to see if Job's faith is true, then you should take it all away.
但是呢，你又要想看他的信心是不是真的，他的信仰如果不是真的的话，你把所有的东西都去掉了，那就没有了。
The Satan's point is then.We can know that Job loves you because of who you are, not because of all the gifts you give him.
那撒旦的讲法也就这样，只有在这种情况，你把所有的东西都取掉了，拿走了，那他还是不是爱你？他是爱你为你呢，还是爱你是因为你给了他这么多礼物？
But then he takes it a step further and he says, the glory of God demands this.
然后他前面又说了，又更加了一步，就是说神的荣耀呢，确实是需要这么做的。
Now, if we step back for a moment, we need to ask the question: Is the Satan bullying God into this?
那我们要退一步，哎，这是不是这个撒旦在逼耶和华做事儿似的
？Is Satan just putting forward a casual wager?
或者呢，撒旦呢，就是和耶和华呢在赌一个什么东西？
But the actual fact is, the Satan is suggesting something to promote God's glory.
但是在这里呢，撒旦在讲一些事，做一些事，但是这些事恰恰呢是为了神的荣耀而行。
To show that faith is not what you can get from God, but rather is because we're in love with God.
那这里也就向我们展示，信心不是因为神给了我们什么东西，而是因为我们相信神。
You see, the reason that God agrees to this is because He recognizes the cosmic stage on which all of Job's life will be played out.
那耶和华，主耶和华同意了，因为呢，主耶和华知道在这个历史的这个进程上面。约伯他所有的事情会如此发生的。
If you've read through the rest of the book of Job, you know that Job does not have an idea of what's going on.
如果你读约伯记，你就知道 在那个之中，约伯是不知道发生了什么事的。
In fact, he would say that he's innocent.
然后他会说呢，他是无辜的。
And he is.
那确实他是无罪的。
So here's the point. If Job is innocent, as we are, why would God do this to his loving servant?
那又来问题了，如果约伯确实是无辜的，正如我们认为我们是无辜的话，那神为什么还会要做这些事呢？
And that's why it's so scary.
那这也是让我们觉得很可怕的。
The question is, do we really understand God's glory above our comfort, beyond our moment-by-moment health?
那这里就是让我们知道神的荣耀是不是在我们的舒服之上，是我们每天生活很舒适很悠闲的这个生活之上，那有没有神的旨意？
I don't know how many in your congregation. In my congregation, we have many people who suffer from chronic illness and disability.
那我不知道你们的教会里面，在我们教会里确实也有很多人啊，有长期慢性病的，也有那残疾的。
For many of them, they know that suicide is not an option. It would be spitting in God's face.
那对他们来说，这个自杀呢，不是一个选择，因为这个就是你在离弃神了。
But living with chronic pain, or even the fear that it's going to flare up again, is horrible.
但是呢，如果你一直都很痛苦，而且有时候你还知道你的病会越来越重，那确实是个很苦的日子。
But they need to realize their suffering is not off in a corner isolated. It's being played out on a cosmic stage.
他们应该知道，他们知道他们的受苦不是在一个角落里没人知道，而是呢在整个宇宙中展示出来的。
These superhuman subdivine beings are watching to see if our God and the salvation He offers is truly because we hold this truth in faith, not for rewards.
哦，他们知道我们的受苦就像这个神的众子在看着我们，神的众子一直在看我们，在看我们，我们是为了主荣耀而活呢，还仅仅就是为了神给我们赐给我们的东西？
It would be better if I said not for temporal rewards.
我们的生活并不是我们肉体所得的所舒适为这个而活。
So this is where we need to look deeper into this concept of governance and how it affects our lives.
那这时候呢，我们就应该对神的掌权有更深的认识，就是神的掌权对我们的生命又是怎么样的。
And here there is good news.
那么这里就是好消息了。
Because the place that Satan had before God, he has now been removed from.
那我们知道下一步呢，就是原来撒旦在神面前有个位置，现在那个位置已经被去掉了。
If you turn in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 12,
如果你打开圣经，圣经的启示录十二章。
There are going to be, let me just preface this. There are going to be some sections of this which sound kind of wild.
那我先讲一下，就是今天这段经文，你听了就觉得啊，好怪啊。
And let me see if I can give you just a couple of things to think about before we read the passage.
那么我先讲一些事，希望你有些思考。
One, this is a spiritual warfare that we do not and cannot see.
那第一呢，就是这是属灵的征战，就是我们呢并看不见的，我们是看不见不到的。
As mentioned earlier, this is a passage where there are many titles given to our enemy.
那这段经文呢，给我们那个敌人呢有很多的称呼。
Perhaps the hardest thing is that this is apocalyptic genre.We don't have anything close to it in English, and I don't think Mandarin has either.
那么这些文学题材呢，就是启示录或者是就世界末日的这种文献。那在英文里面这种东西不多的，我想中文大概也不太会有这些。
So please read carefully and just keep it. We'll be reading verses 7 through 12.
那我们就仔细来读这个经文好了。
Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Stop 11.
Okay. 启示录的七节啊，十二章七节到十一节，在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战，并没有得胜，天上再没有他们的地方。大龙就是那古蛇，又叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑天下的。他被摔在了地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。我听见天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们面前啊，我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过了他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
Do you see in verse 11 that this was all started by the blood of Christ shed?
那你们看到了吗？第十一章就是这个征战开始是什么呢？是因为这个羔羊的血，就是主耶稣基督的血。
Sometimes we think that all of this is going to happen in the future, but you see, this happened now because of the blood of Christ immediately.
那也许你们过去想，这些事是在未来发生的，不是的，这些事现在就已经在发生，是因为主耶稣的血。
Immediately, the Satan is excommunicated from heaven.
啊，这里呢，就是撒旦呢，就从天上呢被赶出去了。
In Job 1 and 2, he is in a council before God.
那在约伯记的一章、二章呢，那撒旦呢是像神的众子一样在神的周围。
And now he is removed from the presence of God.
现在呢，他已经不在同面啊神面前。
So his presence is deleted from heaven.
那他从天上被除名了。
But more than that, there is a reduction in the deception he can give.
那他迷惑人的那能力呢，也就减少了好多。
This is so important for us to remember because he will continue to try to deceive us.
但是呢，我们要记住，他还要继续的在迷惑我们。
You remember in John 17, Jesus says, The truth will set you free. My word is truth.
那在约翰福音的十七章，主耶稣这么说过，我的话就是真理，真理是你们能够啊解放得自由。
So the other part is that our place is now restored before the Father.
那另外一方面呢，就是我们在神面前的地位呢，被得到了恢复。
As the blood of Christ threw down the Satan, so now the blood of Christ has lifted up to us up to the presence of God. We are no longer considered sinful like the Satan.
那主耶稣的血把这个撒旦从天上摔下去了。同样的是主耶稣的血使我们得到提升，我们的啊罪得到了赦免。
But more than that, his accusations now have no place for hearing in God's presence.
啊，更重要的就是，这个撒旦在耶和华面前控告我们呢，他也不能再控告，因为他在神面前没有地位。
He may keep accusing us like he did Job, but God's not listening. God can't hear him.
或者他也许会继续的来控告我们，就像他控告啊这个约伯一样。但是呢，他在神面前没有地位了，神不会听他的，也听不到。
Even if God was listening, his accusations would be nothing, because the blood of Christ has justified us against the law. His threats are empty.
当然啊，主耶和华也许会听见他的控告，但是这个控告没有任何分量了，因为主耶稣的宝血把我们罪洗净了，我们已经能够啊得了公义，在能够站立在神面前。
But there's a second level of accusation which the Satan keeps trying to make.
那这个撒旦呢，还有一层要控告我们的地方。
And that is that God is unfaithful to his holiness and worthiness by giving us of grace freely.
那神呢，他自己呢，也许就的恩典就不全面，因为呢，他随随便便的把他想要给我们的东西就给我们了。
And this is an empty argument as well.
那这个争论呢是啊空的。
Because Christ did it out of loving us.
那主耶稣做在十字架上所成就的是因为他爱我们。
And death is no longer a threat.
那么这个死亡呢就不再这个控制给我们。
Hebrews 2:14 reads, Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, He himself likewise partook the same things, that through death he, that is Christ, might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil.
希伯来书二章十四节，儿女既有啊，既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成就了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
So the blood of Christ pleads our innocence because of the love of Christ.
主耶稣的血在神面前说我们是无罪的，因为他为我们舍了。
This is exactly what it means in Revelation 12 verse 11 when it says they overcame the devil, him, the devil, because of the blood of the Lamb and did not love their lives unto death.
这也就是启示录十二章的十二节，我们战胜了魔鬼撒旦。
Now we still need to understand that our enemy, the Satan, is still prowling around like a lion.
那我们应该还知道，这个撒旦呢，就像一个狮子一样，在我们面前张开了血盆大口。
You'll remember that from 1 Peter 5:8.
那彼得前书的一章五节这么说。
But we do not need to fear a lion who no longer has teeth.
那现在呢？但是呢，这个狮子呢，它没牙了，所以不用怕它。
The only fear we should have is fear that we've manufactured if we allow ourselves to be fearful.
那现在我们所怕的就是我们自己觉得要怕的，自己把自己想怕的那些事。
We are sacred.And he does not have permission to touch us.
我们实际上是神圣的，撒旦现在不许可，神不许可撒旦再来加害于我们。
We can't do this on our own. We are only human.
但是呢，我们自己是不会成就这事的，因为我们还是人。
But this is where our faith needs to be strong, based upon the truth in Christ.And the love in which we are confirmed in our faith.
这就是为什么我们的信心要在主耶稣里面更加强壮起来。
That's why the last sermon was so important.
就说我上一次讲到呢，也是很重要的。
Because our Christ knows our weakness and knows us fully. He knows what he needs to give to us to help us.
我们的主耶稣基督知道我们的软弱，他也就会 在那个我们软弱的地方加强我们。
In other words, it comes down to this personal relationship we have with Christ.
也就是我们和主耶稣有这个亲密的关系。
It comes down to how we understand this day by day.
也就是说我们每天都能够理解这些经文的意思。
That's why it's so important that we read and memorize Scripture.
也就是我们为什么有时候我们会读一些经文，甚至要背一些经文。
That we would pray with Him and fellowship with others on a regular basis.
那我们就向神祷告，也和众弟兄姐妹交通。
I have a friend in Florida who works for a Christian organization.
啊，我有一个朋友，他在佛罗里达，他在一个基督教的机构工作。
One day when the books were very bad, i.e. there was $50 left in the checking account.
那有一次呢，就是说他们的财政情况非常不好，只有$50了，他们的银行账户里只有$50了。
And there were many bills on the other side of the desk.
那在另外一面呢，有很多账单要付。
He started the day by praying to God.
那这天开始呢，他就向神祷告。
And he said, Lord, you know how much we have in the account and how much the bills total.
他说，神呐，你知道我们的银行账户里有多少钱，那么我们的账单，我们要付的账要有多少。
And I know that you know that.
那我知道你知道。
But could you give me some indication that you know that right now?
那你也许能给我显现一下，哎，你确实现在是知道的，能不能给我一个信号？
Now, if you've been to Florida, you know that they have sidewalks that no one ever walks on.
你要去过佛罗里达，你要知道，就是佛罗里达有时候它有些旁边那个小道上啊，可能从来都没有人走过的。
It's too hot and humid.
因为这里太热了，太潮了。
Everyone drives everywhere.
所有人都是开车的。
But my friend decided that he would walk to a place where he was going to have lunch that day.
那天呢，他就突然说，他决定了，他会走路去吃中饭，找个地方吃中饭。
And as he's walking down the sidewalk, he sees a shiny new penny sitting there.
那他在那条路上走，那天呢，他就看见有一分钱，很亮的一分钱，就在那个小路上。
Now for most of us, if we see a penny on the ground, we may or may not pick it up. It is just a penny.
那对我们来说呢，我们走在路上，如果看见一分钱呢，我们也许会拾起来，也许不会拾，因为只有一分钱。
It's not going to make a huge addition into the ice cream fund after work.
那对那个我们工作以后要吃冰激凌的那个钱呢，这也真是不值钱。
But you see, for my friend who was waiting to see how God would answer him, he saw that penny as the answer to prayer.
那对我的朋友来说呢，那天他祷告了，他向神要个记号，他看见那一分钱了，他知道他那个祷告那个是不是得到应验了呢？
As my friend told me the story, I started to get worried for him.
他给我讲这故事呢，我就有点发愁了，对他担心了。
Until he told me that he has found a shiny new penny.Every day for the last 3 months.
然后呢，他就后来就说呢，他告诉我，每天他就会看见一亮亮的一分钱。就过去的三个月，下面三个月他都看见这个。
That's weird.
好奇怪。
I mean, can you imagine the idea of a penny, which is not going to change the bottom line of the ministry?
那你想想看，这一分钱对他的施工来说真是没有什么作用啊。
Or by someone else just seeing a penny on the ground and suddenly saying, oh, that's God's answer to my prayers.
那如果有人看见这个一分钱，神的真的回应我的祷告了，这好像没意思。
But that's how God loves us individually.
但是呢，神爱我们呢，每个人是不一样的。
In Scripture, we see how Jesus loved Peter different from John.
那在圣经里，我们看到耶稣爱彼得和爱约翰是不一样的。
John he loved completely. In fact, John was called the beloved disciple.
那个约翰呢，神呢是完全的爱他，然后呢就说，而且在圣经里说主所爱的那位使徒。
Peter, he needs hugs and slugs.
那么彼得呢，就是又要爱他呢，又要呢教训他。
I guess that goes better in English than Mandarin.
Okay.
But what happened was, Jesus loves us individually, and we should not try to suddenly squeeze our relationship with God into some mold saying it's going to be the same as your relationship, or your relationship, or your relationship.
那神和我们每个人的关系是不一样的，我们就不需要啊把神的爱要挤在一个框框里，说啊神给我的爱也就跟你的爱跟他的爱都一模一样。
Although we see God's over the world governments, we need to see His individual love for us.
我们知道神是掌管一切、掌管万物，但是我们也要看到神对我们每个人的爱。
Because this is the only way that we will be satisfied with the pathway He gives us for glorifying Him uniquely.
这样呢，我们才能懂得神和我们的爱是独特的，我们每个人荣耀神也是独特的。
This should drive us closer to Jesus.
这样就使得我们更接近耶稣基督。
Partially for survival.If you come to that place where you just have no answers, whatever, and you cry out to God because He's the only one who can listen and be able to do anything about it.
一边呢，这也是我们能够存活，我们会到一个地方向神祷告，神知道我们，神爱我们，使得我们度过这些难关。
At the same time, it's not the way He changes our circumstance, but rather how He fills our hearts.
从另一方面呢，我们也会有时候会也要知道，神也许在外观外表面上不并不改变我们的境况，但是呢，我们应该知道，神在掌管一切。我们爱神，我们对神的信心并没有减少。
At times there will be an understanding that's given, but at times there will only be a peace because we are with Christ.
那。神给我们所能够理解的是慢慢的，但是等到我们和主见面的时候，我们就全都理解了。
Sometimes it's just a touch that we need for equilibrium, for balance.
那啊
，balance,
balance， 在我们的生命中有些平衡点，那这就我们就靠耶稣基督来平衡。
I used to help people when they did low ropes course.
啊，我。帮你 low rope course.
Low ropes course. We had, I'll tell you what, we had a thing where there were two wires that go out, and you were supposed to, two of you were supposed to lean together and walk along the wires as they got wider and wider.
那这就是这是一个锻炼吧。
We could demonstrate this.
有两根绳子，然后这两根绳子越走越远，两个人呢要靠着。
No, 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 point.Okay, so we do this, okay? As the wires get wider and wider, my job as a facilitator would be to go underneath in the middle in case they fell.
那么我的工作呢，就是呢，作为一个就是裁判了，或者帮助他们的，在中间他们底下走，如果他们要倒了，我要接住他们。
Sometimes they just needed to touch just for a second, just to make sure they weren't falling over.And then they were fine.
那有时候呢，确实是你就稍碰一下，哎，他们就又平衡了，又可以了。
Sometimes the same is with Christ. We just need a moment touch to realize that we're balanced.
那和主耶稣啊，我们和主耶稣的啊关系也是这样。有时候呢，就需要主耶稣来碰我们一下，然后呢，我们可能就平衡了。
The point is, every day, every moment.We have the opportunity of building intimacy with Christ.
就说呢，每个时刻，每一天，我们都有机会和神建立亲密的关系。
We are reminded again that it's not about us. It never was about us. It will never be about us.
那神一直在教导我们是不，他这一切不是为了我们，从来将来也不是仅仅的是为了我们。
It is about Christ and His glory alone.
是为了主耶稣，为他的荣耀。
Amen.